Thank you so much for calling in. Okay. So tell me, as always, tell us how long you've been in business and how you got your start.
Sure. I think like a lot of entrepreneurs, my path has been, like, every step took me to where I am today, and it's really hard to say exactly when it started. I mean, I did officially go into business for myself in 2010, so 6 years ago, but a lot of what I'm doing right now in my business, I've been doing pretty much since, you know, I was in college. So, you know, really, I'm a big science nerd for sure. I have like 18 years studying brain science, and I was a therapist working in social work. And for me, I got to that point that I think a lot of entrepreneurs get to, where I knew I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to be in charge of my own schedule, my own paycheck, wanted to experience the world and travel, and I knew that wasn't going to be possible for me stuck in a 9-to-5. And even more importantly, I felt a cap on the amount of difference I could really make. And having a business for me really is about bringing your greatest gifts out to the world and making a huge difference. So it was in 2010 that I realized, okay, I need to break out on my own. And since then, I've been coaching entrepreneurs on how to do the exact same thing, because I think we live in a society that doesn't necessarily nourish entrepreneurs, and they need as much support as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so talk to me a little bit about your mission, getting away from logic, language, and numbers in business and focusing more on creativity, et cetera. Is one mutually exclusive, and why is your mission so important? What makes it relevant to today's business owner?
Well, so if you have an MBA, if you go to business school, the focus is on the numbers, the strategy, the marketing, and these things are important. I'm not saying that they're not important, but what I find is for a lot of entrepreneurs and businesses, you can give them all the tools that they need, and they can have all their numbers and all of that organized. But if they're not being creative in how they think and how they approach challenges and how they're coming up with solutions, if they're not able to pivot, if they have any limiting thought patterns or beliefs that get in the way of them taking certain actions, they're not going to be as successful as they could. So for me, I think that is really that mastering of your mind and that inner work is something that is really neglected when in business school and also in our society, as a Western society especially.
And so we're closing out 2016, going into a new year. What do we mm-hmm. need to know to achieve results using your theory or your strategy? How do we do it? How do we achieve in 2017?
So the basic kind of what my basic methodology is all about tapping into your right brain. And the reason is because most of us go through the same education system, and we all live in this world where we're taught to think very analytically and also very formulaic. So, you know, we usually can only see one solution to an answer or to a question, and we're just not trained to think outside of the box or to see multiple solutions and take risks. And so that's really where that right brain thought process exists. That's where we're our most creative. And so what I do with my clients is I help them literally train their brain. We know we can do this now from research in neuroscience that our brain, we can train it. And so I help people train their brains to be more effective and more productive. And so the biggest thing, to answer your question, going into January and for the new year, and this might sound similar to what a lot of people say, but you'll be surprised how many people don't do this, is get crystal clear on what it is that you even want for 2017. And not only clear on what that is, but why. Because, you know, just wanting to have a successful business where you're making six figures plus, that's not enough to really pull you to your goal. You need to have a bigger commitment and more at stake to push you through the challenging times and the barriers that anyone will have in business. So you need to be really crystal clear, as though you could paint me a picture. And it's really interesting. Whenever I get on the phone with someone, I'll ask them what they want. They think they know what they want, but as I start to ask more questions, there's so much more revealed that they really haven't sat down and thought about.
Absolutely. And because you and I are both coaches, I tend to deal with that a lot, particularly when I'm dealing with people that want to get into speaking and learn how to make money as a speaker. Many of them think they say, "Oh, I want to be a speaker and I want to make money," but they don't have a clue in terms of how to go about doing that, what is involved, what kind of speaker they want to be. And once they actually, I lay it out for them and I ask them questions, they are mortified with the amount of knowledge that they need and they don't have to really be successful in business. So I agree with you. You need to be really crystal clear in terms of what your goals are. Because, again, this is the end of the year, being crystal clear is good. What questions do we need to ask ourselves? Because I believe in asking some of the tough questions. What tough questions do we need to ask to be really clear on what our goals are in 2017? And how do we stay focused throughout the year?
Yes. Okay. Let me ask answer the first question, and then I'll answer the second question about how do we actually make that vision happen and stay on track with our goals. Some things to ask yourself. One of my favorite questions is, if someone had a magic wand, where do you want to be a year from now? And one of the exercises I love to have my clients go through is to write that moment in time. So it's a year from now, and write it out as though it's a story, down to the details. Who are you with? How do you feel? What does your day look like? What are the activities that you're doing? Who are the people that you're working with? So that's the first question, is really like, you know, if money wasn't an issue kind of question. If you had a magic wand, what is it that you truly, truly want? A lot of the times I find people are not being authentic with themselves. They say they want to be entrepreneurs, and then they'll choose a business that they think is the most practical. But it doesn't matter how practical it is if it's not going to light you up and it's not going to be fulfilling. So many people go into business, and they have a very successful business, but then they find themselves completely unfulfilled. So the purpose really is to build a successful business that is also something you're really passionate about. So really asking yourself, what am I truly passionate about? Is there something, if for those that already have a business and you're looking into the new year, if passion is lacking, what can you put in, almost like adding an ingredient to a recipe, what can you put in to bring in more passion, to bring in more fun? So those are some of the questions that you really, really want to ask yourself going into 2017. It's kind of, am I being really authentic with myself? Is this something I really even want? And if so, that really look like, and really writing it out to get that crystal clear idea.
I love it. Now, talk to me a little bit about letting go, because one of the things that I had to do this year, and you know, really thinking about it, I probably do it every year. There's usually one aspect of my business that I kind of have to let go and let fall by the wayside in order to really do, you know, the things that I really want to do for that year. And, you know, I've had to make a lot of changes this year to my business. I'm doing more speaking engagements. You know, I'm still doing the radio show, but I'm on hiatus a lot with the radio show because I'm doing a bunch of other stuff. I'm reorganizing my magazine so that I'm spending more time. You know, the magazines are still doing well. I still enjoy doing them, but I'm finding that, you know, with reaching my goals of doing more speaking engagements, doing more conferences, I'm doing 9 of them a year, you know, I've had to sort of make some adjustments. So talk to me a little bit about letting go of the things that no longer work or need to fall by the wayside in order to achieve your goals.
Yeah, well, the first thing you have to do is establish what it is you need to let go. And by really, that's where that honest conversation with yourself comes in. is really looking at what is a priority. You know, I know you just had someone on there about outsourcing, right? Like what can I outsource that, you know, I still want to keep in my business, but maybe I'm not the main person on that anymore. So that's one aspect, is first prioritizing. And then when you get to the thing, there's so many different things I think of when we talk about letting go. And it's when you let go, it's providing space for the things that are really going to serve you. But we as human beings, we get really attached. We get attached to an outcome. We get attached to the things that we've done in the past. So for you, right, like you have all these things, and now you've built an attachment to them, and that can get in the way of you letting go. So what you have to do is you have to really get aligned with your commitment. So what are you truly committed to, and stand in that? And that's going to allow you to let go. The interesting thing about letting go as well is that's really a right brain thing. You know, Mozart got his sonatas, and some of his, I think Beethoven would have full symphonies coming to him on their walks, you know, at a moment when they were letting go. You know, I personally have had some great aha moments in the shower. So like I said, that letting go also provides space for something new. And I feel like we have a relationship as human beings that letting go is something bad. We tend to have a negative connotation around it, and we don't see instead what's possible, you know, because we have to create that space for our growth and what's next for us. And your access to that is letting go.
Absolutely. And thank you for clarifying that, because I've been having this conversation with a number of my colleagues in terms of, you know, what they want to accomplish in the new year, what do they want to keep, and you're absolutely right. Letting go doesn't necessarily mean getting rid of. Letting go can sometimes mean outsourcing or delegating to someone else, which is kind of where I'm at right now. I'm getting so busy, I'm having to delegate a good deal of the stuff that, you know, somebody else can do, you know. So I really appreciate that. Do you have any final tips that you can leave with us? And if you want to make an offer, feel free to do that and tell everybody how they can reach you.
Sure. Thank you. Well, if I could quickly, I wanted the opportunity to just answer the other question you had about how to maintain focus in 2017. So one of my favorite kind of ninja tricks is creating a vision board. A vision board has a little bit of an interesting reputation. Some people think it's really kind of woo-woo-y spiritual stuff, but I have every single one of my clients do a vision board because of the benefits that are based in science, because 90% of what our brain takes in is visual. So having your goals presenced in imagery and in front of you in a visual way really strengthens your ability to stay on course. So I do have some resources just on my website, which is trbe.org, where I talk a lot about vision boards. But I wanted to provide that tip to our listeners of making a vision board. And then you create your plan from there. And the other thing that I see is often missing to really help people keep their goals is having an accountability partner. I think we're 40% more likely to reach our goals when we have an accountability partner, just like you're way more likely to go to the gym if you have a workout buddy. So if someone listening finds that they're regularly not staying on task, having an accountability partner can really make the difference throughout the year to help you stay on course.